This afternoon, I had the great pleasure of officiating at the blessing of a marriage of two Scottish people. I thought that was very appropriate for George's day. And that couple is here tonight, and I'd like to congratulate them on their marriage, and hope they'll be very happy together, and I'm sure you'll join with me to wish them happiness. In your name, I'd like to say a very big thank you to the Fairport Acoustic Convention for coming again to give this concert so generously in aid of the two churches that we have in the Barford Parish. And money that you pay for tickets will go towards helping in the restoration work at those two churches. And I do thank the Fairport Acoustic Convention very much indeed for their kindness and their great generosity. We do also welcome, we're very pleased to see Roger and Beryl with us, Roger and Beryl Marriott, and Chris Leslie, who are going to play for us for the first part of our programme. And I believe after the interval, we have got a mystery artist who is also going to appear. And I'm sure we shall warmly welcome that person at that time. There will be an interval of about half an hour. As you can see, we have got toilets here in the church. If there's a great queue, I'm sure that you'll be able to use toilets in the hostelries nearby. And I guess some of you will probably go there anyway. But we do have refreshments here, and I hope you will support us here with refreshments. At this kitchen, we shall be serving hot tea and coffee, and there will be crisps and chocolate that can be purchased. And over there, by the north door, there will be soft drinks for sale, also again crisps and chocolate. I would be grateful, of course, if you would refrain from smoking in the church. During the interval, you can have the opportunity of buying books, programs, tapes, CDs, relating to the artists who are here tonight, and you will find those set out on a table at the very back of the church, near the font. So do please, if you're interested, avail yourself of that opportunity during the interval. Well, I do hope that you all have a very happy evening, a very enjoyable one.
Charming and completely spontaneous, because although we are going to play some of the things from some of the tracks from Chris's new record, which I hope you're going to buy, it's a super record, we're only going to play a fraction of it. We're only going to play four items, and there are 16, so it's very good value. It's several weeks since we recorded it, so we've sort of forgotten what we did. You know, we're so spontaneous that we might do it completely differently. So we'll have to crave your indulgence, and it's a good place to crave indulgences, isn't it?
Thank you.
tenpenny bit, which is worth about £2 coin now, I should think. It's time to do the second one, Beryl, I think. Yeah, we did call it Tenpence Coloured on the album. You better explain that, because it's highly coloured, isn't it? We'll do a piece of music now that's taken from a set of shaker music which Beryl had in her wonderful, vast repertoire, and I really liked them, and so we decided to do two of the tunes, two shaker tunes, and going into a third shaker tune, which is also a song, called It's the Gift to Be Simple, which happens to be the title of the album Beryl's already mentioned. The Gift. Anyway, the first tune...
Mind you, it's not free.
It's the first tune is called The Verdant Grove, followed by the second tune called The Brave Soldier.
And the last one, of course, is The Gift to Be Simple. But one of the reasons I put these together was I saw a programme and there was a wonderful shaker lady, and you can read about the shaker set. I think Tim on the notes of the album has put something about them. But one of the awful things, I thought, you know, they make the most beautiful furniture, which fetches enormous prices, terribly costly furniture they made. And she said very sadly, "I don't want to be remembered as a piece of furniture." And I thought, this is dreadful, because they took all this, they had all this wonderful music, and there's books and books of it, wonderful stuff. Anyway, here are three tunes.
Thank you. To bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turn. Like the willow tree, I want to be peaceful, more perfect in love, to shake off all hatred, free as the dove. When true simplicity is gained, to bow.
Thank you. the song. It's called The Red-Haired Man's Wife, which is the main subject of the song, and someone's longing to be with the red-haired man's wife. But at the end, it's got a wonderful last verse where everything happens. The ground opens up, the clouds come over, lightning, thunderbolts, Beryl's rolling piano. It all happens, doesn't it?
We hope.
We hope. So it's a ballad.
It's in the Dorian mode, so just one moment.
Beryl's going to come all Dorians.
It's extremely difficult to get into a Dorian mood before you start, so that's why I do that. So, we'll see.
The red-headed man.
then loud shall I cry for the wife of the red-headed man. Then loud shall I cry for the wife of the red-headed
Canadian tunes. The first one was written by a wonderful, sadly not with us any longer, a fiddle composer, French-Canadian fiddle composer called Dan R. MacDonald. Wonderful tune called Trip to Windsor, followed by a second tune, a traditional tune called Little Donald in the Pig Pen.
So, I mean, you know, they're all the traditional tunes have got titles like that. People are always in the pig pen or outside the pig pen.
Thank you. Well, I mean, you want the next half hour to sort that
found in the collateral.
Chris, heroic. myself. The others will get round to it in their own way later. But thank you very much for coming along and supporting not only this band over the years, but this fine venture this evening, which is an important fundraiser for the churches of Barford. What should we do first, chaps? I've done that. Should we drop the first number?
No.
Oh, come hasten to the wedding, your friends and your neighbours, and lovers are bringing no longer delay. But get all your troubles, your cares and your labours, and let it be happy once for future day. You want to miss all attend to my car, and rambling pleasure that never can cloy. Come see poor felicity, which loving innocence ever enjoy. Thus did Rick qualify for his doubling fee.
It's a long way. I've been told it makes a lot of difference.
It's only the first half an inch. Anyway, this song is from the writing of the wonderful Hugh Williams, who is probably my favourite singer-songwriter, born on his birthday in Wales. That's it. Tragically avoiding painting himself in the corner. He's a wonderful songwriter, and he sent us this song because he couldn't be here tonight, and it's called Struck It Right, and I'd like to dedicate it to Grace and Richard, who are getting married quite soon, and who still think they've struck it right. I'm sure they have.
And also, this goes out for Stan and Gillian White, who got married last week, who are going over the road shortly to have a hot dinner. We wish you could we could join you, but maybe the unicorn later, if that's all right with you. Congratulations.
Out in the desert in the heat of the sun, old man is digging, he's looking for the big one. He doesn't listen to a thing he's been told. He's drilling and he's digging for that old black gold. They tell him that he's crazy, he won't find a thing. But you wanna know when you hear him sing. He says, I don't worry, I don't mind, 'cause I know I struck it right this time. Coming and the party is alight. Young girl is waiting patiently for midnight. She's had a year full of real hard times. She says they're gonna vanish with the old lang syne. Says she's found love, says she's got it all. The higher you get, the harder when you fall. But he says, I don't worry, I don't mind, 'cause I know I struck it right this time. I don't worry, I don't mind, 'cause I know I struck it right this time. The rhythm that it takes, and every step is moving him closer to the tape. But anything can happen, things can go wrong. 1 minute you're up, you're down, then you're gone. But he says, I don't worry, I don't mind, 'cause I know I struck it right this time. I don't worry, I don't mind, 'cause I know I struck it right this time. Note upon note, and chord after chord, there has to be a melody hidden there somewhere. Every kind of harmony and note has been scored, just when you're looking for that old lost chord. Maybe you can find it, maybe you can see. Well, here's what you get, better love than me. Sing, I don't worry, I don't mind, 'cause I know I struck it right this time.
Many key changes, so the rest of the guys tell me. But it doesn't make any difference because I just go boom, boom, anyway. But apparently it's very difficult for them.
Was my fate. I was brought up in a tender state. Bad company did me in ties. I left off work and took bad advice, which makes me now to lament and say, beneath the face of your fellows all, oh, willow day, willow day. I robbed blood gold when I did declare, and Lady Missfield of Grosvenor Square. I shut the shutters and bid them good night, and away I went to my heart's delight, which makes me now to lament and say, beneath the face of your fellows all, oh, willow day, willow day. Before Judge Hall then I was took, before Judge Hall then I was tried. Oh, Harry Jones, this will not do, my iron chest you have broke through, which makes me now to lament and say, beneath the fate of your fellows all, oh, willow day, willow day. When I'm dead, I'm going to my grave. Pants and funeral pay, let me have 6 smiling girls, born to carry my fall. Give them broadswords, gloves and ribbons all, which makes me now to lament and say, beneath the fate of your fellows all, a willow day, willow day.
There's only 4 of them in the world at the moment, which makes me one of the top 4 bizarrists in the world. But also one of the worst 4.
I hope God's a chicken now, because then if God's a chicken, when I get up there, I'll have been a vegetarian for 25 years, I'll be fine, he'll let me in. Oh my God. He'll say name, I'll say vegetarian. Sanders. I'm going either way. I'm in trouble. Start the tune, I'm going to confessional. Oh, no, that's the wrong lot, isn't it? I'll shut up. I'm making a terrible mess of this. Get Richard Thompson on the phone, quick. And that won't work either.
You can see why these new bazaars haven't exactly taken over.
But now I'm going to show you why they will.
Thank you very much for doing doing so, even though Vicky Clayton seems to have swiveled it about a bit and claimed a bit of it for herself. And in fact, Vicky is still on the road with Rick here and Fred Baker in the Rod, Jane and Freddie show, if you want to go and see them. Great Mungle and Zivy couldn't do. Anyway, we'll be breaking for about how long do you think, Becky? About half an hour. But that'll be a Fairport half an hour, so try and be back here in 25 minutes. We do everything very fast.
was when from the barn there drifted the sound of the violin, and we hurried to the farm. The whole world dancing in the lantern lights, and the music filled the air, and I thank the Lord and the harvest moon for the girl from the hiring fair. Steady hand on the lever and the single ready to pass. Keep the light burning, fireman, and the water well up in the glass. With a shoulder to the rail, there's no better place to be than the right side of the footplate, and you travel big by steam. Stand in the night, look for the flame of light, voices and echo, and ring down the line. One more. Granddaddy worked at the railway, a bigwig, so I've heard talk. My father, he was a driver, travelling to port. And it's no better life for a young man, with them you must agree. When you're right side of the plate, and you're travelling by steam. Stand in the light, look forth in the light, voices echo, and bring down the mind. One look. Tomorrow it's off up to Banbury, a lodging tenant for me. I can lay in a pillow in a room where I can sleep. And it's up and away in the morning, and wipe the clock face clean. And your night side of the footplate, and your travel pen by steam. Stand in the bay. traps in your tummy box. We're reaching the end of the line. Keep your eye on your watch, lad. We'll bring it in on time. And it could have been like on an old queue, or mining for coal at the seam. But it's right side of the footplate, and we're travelling by steam. Stand in the lights, look for the green light. Voices that echo and ring down the line. One load to shed, then homeward we tread. Morning, and the cowboy got singing. From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes her flight. It's a song of peace. It's a song of every man. It's a heart of hearts. It's a love of love. It's a soul.
Birthdays. Steve Sheldon. Happy birthday, Steve. Shadley Mahfou. Yes, is that right, Shadley? Right. Happy birthday to you and Bryony Fenimore. Bryony, happy birthday. These tunes are for you.
Can I just say at this point that, in fact, Atterbury Day of Morris is not yet over until the clock has been past the witching hour. So it's everybody back to the bell in Atterbury. It's only 2 miles up the road.
I'd also like to say that it's Clement Freud's 70th birthday, and if you're taking notes, William Shakespeare is 330 today.
No,
329, I'm sorry. 329. Happy birthday, Bill.
Cardiff.
Rick, ever in touch with the trends and fashions in the industry, not content with being part of an acoustic band, has decided to go unplugged. We think we may have the answer to his temporary problem in the form of another lead, which Peggy is now going to look for. Fortunately, he thinks the lead is in this building. Not down the road. I can see variants of the light bulb joke coming up fairly shortly. Right, while I do this.
Till I smashed it one dark night. Smashed it in the classic form, like Peter Townsend might. Threw it in the fireplace and I left it there a while. Kate, she started crying when she saw my sorry smile. Red guitar was made of wood, couldn't take the heat. Red guitar, it caught on fire, and the damage was complete. It burned until all that was left was six packs and six strings. Kate, she said, you are a fool. You've done a foolish thing. Put the remains in a case, and I put the case away. Went to New York City for a new guitar the next day. And I had it for 3 days. Some junkie stole my bum guitar. God works in wondrous
events changed, but this is the kind of song which will probably always be available for the repertoire and be topical, unfortunately.
Here I stand in a land that isn't my own, far from the country that I know as home. I was sent here by a government and harmed by a king, and I'm told I must kill men in order to bring peace to some foreign land. There he lies on a land no longer his own, in the grey of the country he once called his home. He was sent here by his government, and he might not agree. And if someone must kill him, God, why is it me to bring peace to this foreign land? Don't despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Went down to drag him away from the wire. When the rifles to the left of me started to fire, he was riddled with bullets. I was smothered in blood, and I can't see how murdering somebody could bring peace to some foreign land. Don't despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran from the So I ran from the fighting, and I threw down my gun. I ran with the moon, and I slept by the sun. Arrested by government, and charged by the king to be shot, 'cause I can't kill in order to bring peace to this fall. Don't despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Thank you.
fortune gone, how fortune favors few. Fortune's blind as you, my dear. What a pity, over the shoe. Leaving me this way is hard to bear. This time would seem my fortune to.
Maiden men.
then he kissed me, and he dressed me, put a rose in either hand, and invited me round to St. Mary's Church to see his fine wedding. Oh, never on board the widow, she said, in a carriage and pair you'll ride, with 24 fine young ladies to go with you beside.
Him along to perform a couple of songs for you. The one and only Mr. Ralph McTell.
Simple for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old gal who walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags. She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home into carrying her bag.
Go on, sing it.
So how can you tell you're lonely? Save for you and the sun won't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. And
whilst life is in us, let's love all we can. You'll be my home, and I'll be your man. Come and kiss me, it's gonna be alright if you put on a white dress and I'll take you dancing tonight.
Standing by, hearing what was said, sworn on he would know before
his son had sent. And in her hurry to carry his news, she met her breast and she ran. And when she came to the Grognard stream, she took off her shoes and swam. Saying, how do you like my feather bed? How do you like my sheets? How do you like my lady wife who lies in your arms asleep? Well, I like your feather bed, better I like sheets. Best of all, I like your lady wife who lies in my arms asleep. Get up, Lord Arnold, wife, get up as quick as you can. But it'll never be said in fair England that I slew a naked man. I won't get up, I won't get up, I won't get up for my life. For you have too long beaten swords, while I not a pocket knife. It's true, I have two beaten swords, and they cost me dick and purse. But you will love them better than them, and I will keep the worse. And you will strike me the very first blow, striking like a man. I will strike the very next blow, and I'll kill you if I can!
Carol, everyone should marry her. The wonderful Chris Leslie. Ralph Patel.
Thank you very much.
Church, Ken.
Last time was asked to be played here.
Yes, we'll be round tomorrow.
I wrote off to the Optimist Society once. I don't suppose I get replied.
Thank you for having us, Ken. Thank you.
We used to sing, but gone the day. Songs, all finding endeavors, these ideas never lasted long. The way is up along the road, the air is growing thin. If you really mean it, it all comes round again.
that's the only way to be. You'll have your chance again. Then you can do the work for me.
Daryl Marriott, Robert Marriott, Chris Leslie, Rob McTell.